Shri Gurunga Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhitam Harijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishankar Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dubai means everyone's always coughing. Is it? Coughing, everyone's coughing. Due to air-conditioned existence. Should I speak in English or Hindi? Let's just speak for a few minutes. Looks like mostly, almost all can understand English, but some can't. So for those who don't, there should be some translation. Ananta Shayan Prabhu doesn't understand English. Yeah.
Mataji, if someone wants a translation, can you take care of that? Can you move to the back?
Koi hai jo angrezi nahi samajhte ho. Kam se kam ek hai. Aapko angrezi nahi aate. Nahi. To main theek hai. Aap.
And mobile on silent, please. Thank you.
Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grahyam Indriyai Sevon Mukhe Hi Jivado Swayameva Spurati Adaha. Oh, yeah, I'm speaking. Yeah, so this is. Who knows the translation of this verse? Anyone? Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahyam Indriyai Sevon Mukhe Hi Jivado Swayameva Spurati Adaha. Anyone? Anyone could say?
Not exactly.
No, I don't learn the exact translations. If you understand what it means, that's better than learning. In the beginning, if you learn by rote, that's all right, but it's actually better to understand what it means. So what does it mean?
That Sri Krishna Namadi, to start with, we first start with Sevon Mukhe Jivado. That we start with
Namadi here means Nam, Rup, Gun, Leela, Parika, Vaishishya, Dham, all these things. The name, form, qualities, pastimes, the holy Dham, let's see. The associates, the Vaishishya means like gun, transcendental characteristics. Yeah.
And
these.
We cannot perceive them through our material senses.
These cannot be understood. These cannot be experienced through the mundane senses. But when they are purified by the attitude of service, all the senses, then Krishna automatically manifests himself to us. What are the senses? In Western understanding, there are five senses. In Bhagavad Gita, Sankhya philosophy, there are 11 senses. Karmendriya, Gyanendriya, and the mind. They're also considered senses. So these are to be purified, beginning with the tongue. Now this is a very important instruction that it sets aside Krishna consciousness from any other systems of theology or God understanding that we have in the present state, senses that are impure. We cannot approach the Supreme Lord through impure senses. The senses have to become purified. Here is written, I see there are two t-shirts, it's a popular one it seems. Krishna inside. Have you spoken to him lately? It's a parody of the Intel Inside famous advertisement. So Krishna is inside. Have you spoken to him lately? But it's not such a simple thing to speak to him. We cannot speak to Krishna just as I may speak to someone is coming. We can, but we have to become qualified to reach that stage. When Srila Prabhupada was installing the deities in his Los Angeles temple, Krishna's Los Angeles temple, Rukmini Dwarkadhish, Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna has come because he wants you to talk to him. And he said there are many devotees that used to talk to their deities. He gave the example of Vanshidas Babaji Maharaj. He was talking to his deities. But Srila Prabhupada said you have to become qualified to come to that stage. It's not such an easy thing that we will talk to Krishna. We have to become purified. It's not simply by imagination. In America there are certain sects of Christians who believe that they can talk directly to Jesus. I'll ask Jesus what he says. But it's not such an easy thing. Krishna is the Supreme Person. At the same time, he is the Supreme Brahman. He's the Supreme Param Brahma. Param Brahma means the Supreme Person. But if we consider yogis, jnanis, they are trying to come to that spiritual platform. Pantastu koti shatavatsara sambragam yo vayor athapi manaso muni pungavanam sopiyasti yat prabhati sinya vinchinchitatve govindavadi purusham tamaham bhajam. They're trying, but they don't come to that platform. They're trying very hard. They cannot approach Krishna. Krishna is described herein as avichintya tattva. Even if we try very hard by our thinking power, we cannot understand Krishna. So we shouldn't take it as a very cheap thing. That Krishna is, we hear stories of Krishna, these are recited to children, but we shouldn't think they're just children's stories. Srila Prabhupada perfectly presented Krishna book, exactly following the spirit of Shukadev Goswami and Vyasadeva, who told the stories of Krishna, but they interspersed it with the understanding of Krishna. Sometimes we see there are children's Krishna books made by taking out all the philosophy and taking out all the immoral sections, so-called immoral sections. But to fully understand Krishna means to understand Krishna, who is telling Arjuna to fight on the battlefield. Arjuna is very good, very compassionate, very kind, and Krishna told him, "You nonsense, kill. Go out and kill all these people." The same Krishna who told Arjuna when Karna was embarrassed, was down from his chariot with his wheel stuck in the mud, and Krishna told Arjuna, "Kill him now. It seems improper." Some people may try to explain this away in various ways, but there's no need to explain it away in any way. Simply we have to understand Krishna as he is. Krishna is dancing with the gopis. That doesn't mean that we can become a gopi very easily. Krishna is dancing with the gopis. Neither does that mean that Krishna is immoral, nor does it mean that Krishna needs to be explained away by some allegory. Krishna is dancing with the gopis. He is doing that. But that dancing with the gopis, that is such an elevated platform. We see the picture of Krishna dancing with the gopis. And we may, because he's a person, the tendency is to misunderstand him as just another person. Because there are so many people, so he's just another person. But to approach that Krishna Leela, that is not an easy thing, not very easy. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatpatha. Who can give the translation of this? You should read books. This is Bhagavad Gita.
Out of thousands of men, one understands the
love. Among thousands of men, one may try to attain perfection. Here that means spiritual perfection. And out of thousands of persons who have attained perfection, hardly one knows me in truth, which is a higher standard of perfection. When we say perfection, then that means here to be free from the influence of the material modes. And then, even out among such people who are very rare, hardly one can understand Krishna in truth. So to understand Krishna is not a very easy thing. That is possible by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by chanting the holy names of Krishna. But that also, we shouldn't take it as a very cheap thing. I'll do a little chanting and then everything will come. No, there's the process of Sharanagati, which entails full surrender to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada often quoted, or he often cited, that Krishna, he told Arjuna, "Sarvadhaman parityaja mamekam sharanam raja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shucha." What's the translation of this verse? If you don't know this, then you better all just pack up. Well, I didn't hear because you're all speaking together, but I presume from your enthusiasm that you know it. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. Only. Ma may come unto me only. I will protect you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So Prabhupada often quoted that when Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't make any such conditions. He said just to chant Hare Krishna. But that doesn't mean that Sharanagati is no longer important. That's also needed. The point is that we can start by chanting Hare Krishna, but Sharanagati is... We hear a lot of talk about praying, but that is non-different from Sharanagati. It's not possible, there's no question of praying without Sharanagati, which means the way of surrender, taking shelter. How do we take shelter? Shri Krishna, Sharanam Mama. We've heard many times, especially in the Vallabh Sampradaya. Shri Krishna, Sharanam Mama. But what does it mean? It's not simply a slogan or a formula. Srila Prabhupada presented Krishna consciousness scientifically. By scientifically we mean that we are, just as Krishna is a person, he's not just a homogeneous mass or an all-pervading light. He is a person, he has specific characteristics which define him as a person. He is Bhagavan, he has all opulences in full. So that's one characteristic of Krishna, which is not found in anyone else. He's also Muralidhar, holder of the flute. There may be many people who have flutes, but then he's Nanda Nandana, he's the son of Nanda Maharaj. That defines him more. Yashoda Nandana Shama Sunda. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted, this is the definition of Krishna. Yashoda Nandana Shama Sunda. These two names. He's the son of Yashoda and blackish but very beautiful. Anyone else who's black is not beautiful. Black is not considered beautiful. But Krishna is blackish, Shamavarna, and very beautiful. So everything has its characteristics. And surrender also, it's not just a vague statement, but it is analyzed as there are six characteristics of surrender. Can anyone say in English, if not in Sanskrit? It's very important. We're all here to surrender to Krishna, isn't it? So we should know what that means. Otherwise, how can we do it? Just like someone's going to make chapatis. You're going to make chapatis. Do you know how to make chapatis? No. And how are you going to make chapatis? So we have to surrender to Krishna. Oh, wait a minute. Never mind about knowing how to make them. First of all, you have to know what a chapati is. So if you don't even know what a chapati is, then there's not much chance of making chapati. I mean, even if you know what a chapati is, still you can't make one unless you have to learn the process. But if you don't even know what a chapati is, then you're even a stage further away. So what is surrender? We're all here to surrender to Krishna. We should know what that means. It's not just bhav and praying. Actually, bhakti is bhav, praying. But again, that's not any mundane bhav or praying. If we don't understand what is surrender to Krishna, if we don't understand, then atashi Krishna namadi nabhaved grahim indriyai, then we will mistake some mundane sentiments for bhakti. I'm feeling like this. I feel such love for Krishna. But that's that same feeling we could also have for our dog or our cat. Because it's just a feeling. It's not a purified feeling. Although the object is Krishna, but actually if we don't know who Krishna is, then that feeling will be directed at an imagined entity who we call Krishna. If we don't know who Krishna is, we may say we love Krishna. But if we don't know who he is, then we don't actually love Krishna. But we have a sentiment for some idea which we imagine to be Krishna. So we may say, well, how is that possible? I'm feeling such bhakti. That's also analyzed by Rupa Goswami. That there's a false feeling of bhakti in which one thinks that, yes, I'm feeling such love for Krishna. But if it doesn't have the characteristics of actual love for Krishna, then there's the chayaratya bhas. It's just a shadow of the shadow or reflection. There are two varieties of actual attachment to Krishna. So we need to know these things. It's a science. What is surrender? Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya varjana, rakshishya titi vishvasa, guptritve varanam tata, atmanikshepa karpanye sharvidhaya sharanagati. In brief, these six characteristics of sharanagati are to accept whatever is favorable for serving Krishna, to reject whatever is not favorable for serving Krishna, to have firm faith that Krishna will protect me, to accept Krishna as our maintainer, to throw oneself at Krishna. Atma nikshepa means literally to throw oneself at Krishna. It means the act of surrender. And karpanya is the mood of total humility is required. So these things should be known. Therefore, I'm requesting you to read Srila Prabhupada's books. It may be austere for people who are not much practiced to reading, but if you can get over this mental block of not reading and practice to read Srila Prabhupada's books, then you'll find, once you start to read regularly, you'll wonder why you never did it previously. That I wasted so much of my life by not reading these books. Once you start to read the books, you'll feel that previously, what Krishna consciousness I had, it hadn't really started. It makes such a difference. Don't be lazy. Siddhanta balya chitte nakaraha alash iha hoite Krishna lage surira manush. Don't be lazy in understanding Siddhanta. Because by understanding Siddhanta, one becomes, the mind becomes very strongly attached to Krishna by Siddhanta. It's not just, don't think this is some dry philosophy. All the great acharyas, they've spoken this Siddhanta, they've taken pleasure in that. Their whole idea, bhakti Siddhanta, his whole identity is in presenting that bhakti is none different from Siddhanta. Siddhanta means the conclusion of philosophical understanding. So don't think this is just something dry. No, it's full of juice. There's ultimately Siddhanta is Prem Siddhanta, Rasa Siddhanta. You have to read the books to understand. Take the time to do so. You may think, well, it's all right for Bhaktivikaswami, he's just sitting around doing nothing all day, we're busy working. But I'm busy also. But I have to find time to read also. Find time. If you want to, you can. If there's a will, there's a way. Ichha thakle upai hoy. In Bengali it said. Means the same thing. If there's a will, there's a way. Adar ichha ho upai bhi hote. If you want, you can do. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was serving Srila Prabhupada as his personal secretary in the last few months of Srila Prabhupada's manifest presence among us. At that time, when they were in Vrindavan, the last few months, at one point, Srila Prabhupada told Tamal Krishna Maharaj that you must read my books for 2 hours every day. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, well, I don't have time. I'm busy all day. Prabhupada said, then sleep less. He said, well, I'm already only sleeping 5 hours a night. That wasn't meant to be a cue for everyone to fall asleep. This is a good cure for insomnia. Philosophy. Anyway, I'm telling a story now, so you can come back awake. Prabhupada told him, still sleep less, but you must read. He put so much stress on it. So anyway, what can I say? I'm asking you again and again, please read these books. Don't just make a big pile of books in your apartment. I have the books. You have to read them also. All right, I won't say more now. Hare Krishna. When's my book on Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati coming out? Soon. Hare Krishna. It's laid out and it's been proofread now. If anyone would like to donate 50 lakhs to me, you're welcome. And then we can put you as the donor for printing the book. No harm in asking. You never know. So then you can all take that book and stick it on your shelf. And look at the pictures. There'll be lots of pictures which you've never seen. And you never know, someone someday might start to read it also. But if you read it, then you'll find so many valuable things. But actually, to appreciate that book, you really have to read Prabhupada's books first. Because Srila Prabhupada presented Bhaktivedanta in a very simple way, a relatively simple way. The language he used was simple, relatively simple. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he presented the same truth. There's no difference between Bhaktivedanta and Bhaktisiddhanta. But his philosophical and linguistic constructs were complex. So that book will come out. I said last time I don't want to come here again until the book's printed, but here I am again and it's still not printed. But anyway, next time for sure should be, because it's like I say, it's almost there. It's laid out. It's getting very close. But really, to appreciate or to enter into that, if you read Prabhupada's books a few times, That will be very helpful for reading this book. So, get started. Don't waste time. If you ever have time, read Prabhupada's books. If you don't have time, make time. Hare Krishna. All right, we'll finish there for now.
I have just one question for you. This is what you're saying, this Guruji, or how heavy it is going to be, why are we thinking of 5,000 copies initially?
Why am I thinking of 5,000 copies? Why not? It should sell. Well, so many devotees are asking me for it, and they might take it. They're going to say they may just stick it on their bookshelf. But there's definitely good scope. If we say that there's ISKCON, there's Gauriya Math devotees, and why not? Ebe Josh Kushok Chubhuvan. Why? He should be glorified. Why only 5,000 copies? We should have a first print run of 5 lakh copies. People of the world, they don't even know Prabhupada. What to speak of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. These they have all these interfaith discussions and this and that, but even objective, if people were able to study objectively, which they're not, even scholars of religion, they don't know what they're doing because they're in Maya. They think they can study religion like they can study butterflies or something. But objectively speaking, there's no need to study all different religions and Christianity or Islam, or there's no need. There's what our acharyas have given. Even the other Vaishnava Sampradaya, we can study them to appreciate what are the gifts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's incomparable. And that has been illuminated by Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, the six Goswami, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and what they've given, it's just incomparable. I'm not saying this dogmatically. There's no need of dogmatism. If we study this one book, or two books, you can say this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Jaiva Dharma and Chaitanya Shikamrita, these two books. It's by these two books, then all other concepts of religion are just—they're just shown to be in a lower position. Actually, they're really not there. Again, I'm not saying this dogmatically. We have to read to see how Bhaktivinoda Thakur systematically analyzes various levels of human development, from the uncivilized to the civilized, to the moral, to the religious, to the spiritual, to the theistic, and ultimately come to Krishna in Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami is Krishna in Vrindavan. So all these are great treasures. Maybe I see we don't have time. We're all very busy. But you were suggesting you send your child. At least you can send your child to. They can be educated in these things. I don't have time also. There are so many things. There's so many things to study and research and write about. But where's the time? I also don't have time. But it's very much required. We need to show what Prabhupada has given us to illuminate the glory of our acharyas, of what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, and rescue the teachings of Bhagavad Gita from all these impersonalists, all these rascals, and present Bhagavad Gita in its true glory. We have Bhagavad Gita as it is. We need to write many research and write many, many books and go all over the world and present to whatever little intelligence people have, to present to them that this is the ultimate limit of understanding. So, yeah, send. Good idea. Send your children to get a spiritual education. So, Hare Krishna, we'll finish now. Is there some prasad I should distribute? Anything? Books, yeah, I think everyone's got, is it? I brought one copy of Kannada Beginner's Guide for Mohan, but I found out he doesn't read Kannada, so anyone else? You read Kannada?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll give it to you. Give it means you have to give a donation. 50 lakhs.
Does it cost that much to print 5,000
books? From 30 to 50. We're not sure yet.
How many pages is the book?
3 times 500 to 600 pages. 3 volumes. First class. So we'll see.
A lot of photos. Are they costing $1?
Of course.
Why don't you put it in the CD?
What, the photos?
Insert in the
book. No, I'll put them in the book. I can do a CD also. Put it in the book. Also.
We could do one more thing with regard to this book also, to take the wind out of the cost. If we have a cost estimate, we can get people to purchase the book ahead of time. We can sell a few, maybe as...
Well, we could do it now, but it's a little... You see, then you'd have to adjust it afterwards. Like that. Anyway, I'm going around the world soon, and usually I, you know, pick up something along the way.
I'm going to print out all the 3 together in one shot?
Yeah. Because, you see, it's not been written chronologically. The biography is chronological, but then there are all different topics, the different philosophical points he addressed, and different upper sampradayas, so it's like the research goes on all together, all at once, because a lot of the material comes from magazines, old magazines. So you may be looking for one thing and then you find something else, and like this it's been going on. So yeah, all 3 at once. With glossaries and 2 glossaries. One for non-English words and one for English words that people won't understand. Especially if English is not your first language, which many of the readers... And they won't be... Many of the English words... They won't even get in their, you know, Croatian or Russian to English dictionary. It won't be in there because they're obscure words. So, there's a glossary of English words. And so like that. All right, so it's...
Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj ki jai. Prabhupada ki jai.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Srila Prabhupada.
He says,